one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, as usual. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. Tonight we'll look back at a tough 1-0 Rhinos loss to Orange County last evening. We'll have with us the man of the match, as voted by the broadcasters and staff. Mr. Tony Walls will be joining us tonight from the Rochester Rhinos. And the Western New York Flash, they're still alive for an NWSL playoff berth. They face a must-win match on Wednesday at Salen Stadium against Sky Blue FC in their final home match this year. They cannot host a playoff game because the best they can finish is in fourth place. And we hope to have somebody from the Flash on at 7 o'clock to talk about that match. And we're also going to talk about the English Premiership, and I'm sure Joe is so excited about that. We'll be talking about that. It starts this weekend. Dick Howard will give us that information. And we'll talk about also the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, some unbelievable matches going on up in Canada in that tournament. And we'll give you the latest MLS news, including, of course, the retirement of Landon Donovan at the end of this season. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis. Now, coming to us from the birthplace of soccer in Rochester, the Italian-American Sport Club, our host, Joe Sirianni. Joe, how's it going?
Good evening, Andrew. It's amazing that we are celebrating soccer in a place where soccer is really born, over here at the Italian American Sports Club. And, you know, there is a special meeting over here of all the members, and the place is booming, and we've got a lot of people here. So because I'm a member over here, unfortunately, I can share my duties between the radio show and the sports club, and I thank you very much for all that you do. But talk a little bit about soccer. What a disappointing loss last night for the Rhinos. I was on pins and needles. I don't know that the penalty kick was a penalty kick, and actually really you know, made us pay for not being here, I guess. So I feel for the players, I feel for the coach, I feel for the organization. I wonder sometime, you know, really what goes on and how games are lost and won. But unfortunately, we were, you know, this game was lost and they really needed to win or tie. And now we see what happened the rest of the way.
That's right. And I have some comments about that, and I'll share with Tony Walls. But I'll just say this. I think there has not been a lot of matches this year where I thought, for the Rhinos at least, the referee decided the match. Last night, the referee decided the match. There was a red card that should have been issued on a last man back challenge that was not given. It was only given as a yellow. That literally changed them. It would have changed the entire match. The penalty, 5 out of 10 times, it would have been called a penalty. The other 5 would have been a free kick outside the box. It was literally Andrew Hoxie was right on the 18-yard line. He may have been barely inside the box. It was hard to tell with the replays, but I think it was a 50-50 call. But I don't think that call even happens if the red card's given, because Hoxie would have been taken out of the game for a defender, right. I think, by the coach. So
right. I tell you, a draw would have been a fair chance for both game, a fair result for both game, because I think that, you know, I think the Blues, they really played a nice game. I think that the Rhinos, you know, they played a very good game, and especially toward the end where they needed to put the pressure on. And then, you know, they hit the post. The ball went, hit the post and just came out, ricocheted out to where it usually goes in. So, you know, luck was not on their side last night. And but, you know, soccer, it is what it is. And the only thing that counts when the ball goes in and the goals are scored.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, it was a very difficult loss. And like I said, I think the Rhinos got the short end of the stick, and the luck was not on their side. So they have to come back now this weekend with two matches against Charleston and Charlotte, and both those teams are right behind the Rhinos in the fight for the playoffs. So we'll talk more about that with Tony Walls in just a bit. But we have some breaking news on the Rochester Lancers. I just got off the phone with Doug Miller, who, of course, is trying to keep the franchise alive in Rochester for the upcoming season. He is literally on his way to a meeting about the Lancers, and discussions are going to be held tonight, and we'll hopefully have some news this week of what's going on. That's why Doug could not be with us tonight. He is literally in this meeting. It's going to be going on for a while. So all you Lancer fans out there, news is coming. Doug is working very hard to keep this franchise alive. But I just want to say also to Sam Fantuzzo, Soccer Sam, or Salvatore Fantuzzo, however you want to say it, the character versus the man. He did a whole hour show on Saturday and laid it all out, what happened with him and the Lancers and his situation. And it takes a lot of guts and a lot of fortitude to go on and do an entire hour monologue by himself. The only person I know who could do that is Rush Limbaugh. So he's in good company. We all wish Sam the best. Go ahead, Joe.
I just want to say, Andrew, that and because I my phone, it's on the left leg, and I just want to say that I listened to the entire show with Soccer Sam. And, you know, for anybody that has lived in sports, you know what they say, when you win, you're happy. When you lose, you're terrible. But there's another side to the whole story, and that's when you put your life on the line, and when you put your life on hold, and you neglect your family, and you do the things that you know, all of a sudden they become a passion, but not only a passion, then becomes a job, you know, and then, you know, when you have to let it go, it really hurts, and when you pay the consequences of stress and travel and all the things that really happen in the whole scheme of things. I give it Sam so much credit and so much understanding, because I remember when the original Rochester Lancer went defunct, I was destroyed. I mean, they were part of my life. I lived and bled the Blues, you know, and of the Rhine, the Lancers, I mean, and my heart is with him. My thoughts are that at the end of the day, history will tell. Okay? And when the history is written about Soccer Sam, you know, it's going to be all in the past. So my thoughts are with him again, and you know, I admire him. I'm very proud to say that I am his friend, and he is my friend, and I wish him well. I wish him well. I'm sure that his soccer life is not over yet. So I'm looking forward for him to get the passion again in some other way, or to help Doc doing whatever he needs to do. So anyway, right, Andrew, I thank you very much for carrying on the show and do the job that you're doing, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Joe, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's our host, Joe Sirianni, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And one thing, last thing about Sam. Sam is an open invitation to come on our show anytime to discuss soccer in any manner or form. And whether there'll be certainly a lot of discussion and debate about soccer when he is involved. He has his own passion, his own ideas, and his own thoughts about soccer, and sometimes we agree on it and sometimes we don't, but it's always very lively. And again, Sam, you're always welcome to come on. But let's go to our next guest. And speaking of, we talked about the Rhinos earlier, and it was a tough match yesterday. We're joined by the man of the match from yesterday's 1-0 loss to Orange County. Tony Walls joins us. Tony's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos in action Saturday, Friday and Saturday in Charleston, 7:30 kickoff Friday, and Charlotte, 7 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Rhinos back home to face the red-hot Harrisburg City Islanders, 7 p.m. next Saturday, August 23rd. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Tony, thanks very much for being with us tonight. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Good, and I think it's the first time we've had you on, so welcome. And unfortunately, Joe's Sirianni, our host, unable to be with us for the whole show tonight, but I'll do the best I can. But I was talking earlier, I don't know if you heard about the, I thought yesterday's match, really, there was a lot of luck that went against the Rhinos. I think, I'll say it again, that there should have been a red card in the 33rd minute when the defender for Orange County, Fabrice Gautrat, took down Colin Rolfe, and it was a last man back challenge. It should have been a red card. It was a clear foul, and he was given a yellow. That call is made, the entire match changes. But I know you guys, you don't complain about sour grapes and things like that. You guys are professionals. I can say it because this is our show. But I want to get your thoughts on the match. What were your thoughts? I know you had a great offensive match. I thought three shots on goal, couple good chances. Tell us about what your thoughts were on yesterday's contest.
Like you said, I guess, there are a few calls that, could have, batted us a little bit, didn't necessarily go our way. But, we don't like to harp on that or make excuses. But, like you said, going forward, I guess I had a pretty good match. But, Gaffer wasn't really happy with my overall performance. So, I tend to value his opinion a little more than what the announcers are saying. So I just think we, at this point in the season, we just need to bring the right intensity and focus and energy to every match, because these points are crucial coming up. So I just look in the mirror and think about what I can do better personally to help the team right now at this point.
Tony, one of the things that Joe and I were talking about on the broadcast was, basically Orange County in the second half, they just put 11 men behind the ball, and it's extremely difficult to break down any team that puts a bunker in like they did. What would you guys trying to do to break through their defensive wall?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we worked on for, the past 2 weeks now, because in New Charleston, their style is similar. They put, 9 or 10 guys behind the ball, every time they defend. So I think, coach has been having us work on being sharper in the final third, and the quality of our passes and the quality of our movement and the quality of the final ball, the quality of the final shot. And, at this point in the season, teams are going to be sharp defensively. They're going to be organized, more so than they were earlier in the season. So, it's important that the little things we do offensively are that much sharper, and, I think we're still fine-tuning it. It's kind of something we've been working on all year is, offensive production and that final pass and that final ball, and now it's going to be more crucial than ever.
It certainly is, and this is a lot of 1-0 games this year, and teams come in, they think if they get one goal, they have a good chance to win, and it's proven out this year. But I know you guys have a huge pair of matches coming up this weekend, Charleston, and both matches against the Battery have been close. We beat them 1-0 and we tied them 0-0, and Charlotte got a goal when they came here and they won 1-0. So what do you expect to see from this weekend's matches?
Similar to what I said just now, it's, we put ourselves in every match. We always give ourselves an opportunity to win with our defensive shape and our organization. It's always spot on, which is a credit to our coach. So it's going to be about quality, like I said, in the final third, and, how well can we keep the ball. And I think possession is going to be huge with back-to-back games. We're going to have to try to keep the ball as much as possible, so we're not chasing and expending more energy than we have to, especially with the weather that's going to be down there. It's going to be hot, so possession is going to be key and quality is going to be key. And, you know, we need to get results in these next two games, I think.
Absolutely. They're very important. Charleston and Charlotte both are on the outside looking in right now for the playoffs. Orange County now has the number eight place in the playoffs with that win yesterday. But I want to ask you, this earlier this year you were playing in the center of the defense next to Kyle Hoffer, and now you've moved up into the midfield. Tell us about what the difference is in your style of play, playing at the in the center of the defense versus playing up a little further forward.
You know, center back, you focus more on organizing the back line and, making sure your wide backs are tucked in. It's similar to when you're in the midfield, but, at my position at Holy Mid in the center of the park, you know, I'm more of a ball winner. I do a lot of similar things, center back, you know, the organizing. But I think I try to find more of the ball in the center of the park and distribute more and try to get guys in and in behind a little more than center back. And, you know, it's not too different than center back. It's just, I guess, more of the ball and able to rotate it from side to side a little bit more than center back.
Well, I know that everyone's going to be watching on the internet, and myself included, these two big matches this weekend, Charleston on Friday night at 7:30 and Charlotte at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And, you know, obviously 6 points would be go a long way for the Rhinos to get a good spot in the playoffs. So we'll certainly be watching, Tony. And I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and we wish you guys the best of luck for this weekend. We look forward to seeing you back at Salem Stadium next Saturday night against Harrisburg. Thanks very much for being with us tonight.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay. That's Tony Walls here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass from the Rochester Rhinos, wearing the number 20 jersey, and we'll certainly be seeing him in action over the weekend as the Rhinos have a big trip down south, Charleston on Friday night and Charlotte on Saturday. Next up, we'll go north to Toronto and speak with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk about the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup. What a tournament it's been so far. And this weekend, the start of the English Premiership, the Barclays Premier League. We'll give you all the information you need to know about what's going to happen this year. And we'll certainly be talking about Chelsea, maybe even some Everton as well. Here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Like 7 inches from the midday sun, well, I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone, but you stay so cool.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The West and New York Flash look to keep their playoff hopes alive this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC in their final match of the season. It's military night with members of our armed forces receiving free admission to the match. It's your last chance to see the Flash in Rochester this year, so get your Flash tickets today by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, through WNYFlash.com, or by calling 454 Kick. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have a pair of important matches this weekend in their quest for the playoffs. The Rhinos play at Charleston Friday at 7:30 and then face Charlotte on Saturday at 7 p.m. You can watch both matches live online by visiting uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos return home on Saturday, August 23rd, 7 p.m., hosting Harrisburg on back-to-school night at Salem Stadium. Tickets for teachers and their families are just $5 each, and all students receive a free notebook as they enter the stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by Grayson Chiropractic Associates in Brighton. The number to call is 271-6080 or go to Grayson Chiro, that's C-H-I-R-O.com. Our good friend Dr. Frank Grayson, one of the family members who runs Chiropractic Associates, Grayson Chiropractic Associates. If you need straightening out, whether it be your back or your legs or whatever it is, Grayson Chiropractic, they'll set you straight. And then, again, the number to call, 271-6080. Dick, boy, what a tournament that's going on up in Canada and some unbelievable score lines. When I saw that Germany-China match result, I was like, what is this, indoor soccer?
You thought it was a misprint, didn't you?
No, I don't know if it was a misprint, but it's like it was crazy. We're talking about the 5-5 result between Germany and China. That that's very rare you see any kind of result that's close to that in the modern game. But it's just been a great tournament, and I've been very impressed watching the ladies play, and there's certainly a lot of talent. I think again, a lot of these women are going to be playing next year in the big World Cup in Canada, the 2015 FIFA World Cup.
Well, I think that's certainly the case, Andrew, isn't it? And Canada, of course, still in it. They've got a big game tomorrow in Montreal, where they play the top team in Group A, which is North Korea, and who look very good in their two games thus far with two wins. So Canada have got a tough assignment, but if they do what they did in the last game, which was quite a remarkable game with Finland, they went down 2-0 and scored three unanswered goals and won 3-2. So it was a fabulous atmosphere at the National Soccer Stadium, also known as BMO Field. 17,000 fans in attendance, and I'm sure it's going to be another good crowd tomorrow. And, of course, the USA have a big game against China to see if they can get out of Group B and into the playoffs.
That's right. USA has 3 points. If they win, they will go through. If they draw, they have a reasonable chance of going through, depending on what happens with the Germany-Brazil result. But, boy, it's just some... Yeah, I always say, Dick, how many times do I say 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer, and it proved itself out once again with that Canada result. But, boy, you have to give the Canadian young ladies a lot of credit. They could have folded up and packed in their tent, but they did not give up, and the home crowd, I'm sure, was
it was a great
that.
Game. And you're quite right with this 2-0 scoreline. And I go back all the way to the days of the New York Cosmos, and Professor Julio Matsai, who was one of the people in the technical staff, good friend of Pelé, and I remember talking to him once, and he was the first person that said, Dick, 2-0 is a very dangerous scoreline. It becomes 2-1, teams start to get a little bit concerned, and when I see that kind of comeback, Canada, I always think of the professor and his very astute observations in the game. But no, it's been a great tournament, and certainly I think we're going to have some more excitement as we approach the final stages.
And just looking at the teams that are undefeated, I don't think you would have expected to see it be North Korea and France. I mean, maybe France, because France does have a good side.
But
you would have
North Korea won the tournament a couple of years, you know, tournaments ago, and certainly they are a team that you have to take into consideration with regards to their ability, because nobody knows too much about their development, and they are very fit, they're very organized, a tremendous movement. It is a very solid team, so they could well create some more surprises, hopefully not tomorrow night when they come up against Canada. But the quality of the football, and no diving, you know, just the way they played the game, they respected the match officials. I thought it was a delight to see, and it was really a great advertisement for the women's game.
Well, tomorrow the first games will be in Group B. The United States will play China. It's a 5 p.m. kickoff local time in Moncton, so that'd be 4 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Moncton is in the Atlantic time zone. And it'll be on ESPNU. Germany played Brazil at the same time. And then Canada has the late match in Montreal against the North Koreans. And then Ghana, who beat Canada earlier this tournament, will play Finland. It's going to be something. So we'll see how that works
it's
out.
Great.
And then next week, we have the quarterfinals. The semifinals are on the 20th and the final on the 24th. All those semifinal matches up in Montreal. So, Dick, this brings us to the start of the English Premiership. And I'm glad Joe's not here, because I'm sure he'd be grimacing as we're going to talk about England again. But just looking at some of the changes and some of the teams and the players that are coming in this year, it's going to be very interesting, I think. I think everybody is pipping Manchester United that they're going to make a big comeback after last year's disastrous season where they did not qualify for Europe. Mm-hmm. But just looking at the players they've brought in, I mean, you brought in Andre Herrera from Bilbao and Luke Shaw from Southampton. That's about it, except, of course, you're bringing in the coach, Louis van Gaal, who was a big addition. But, you know, I just don't see why people are picking United to change up their luck. I really think that Manchester City, I think, is still the favorites to win the league again.
Yeah, I think Louis van Gaal is very astute in a press conference this past week when he's saying it'll take him 2 to 3 months to sort of get his message over, because it's very much his way or the highway, and he's just wanting to find out which players can adjust to his system. But there'll still be some arrivals. I still think you might get a Arturo Vidal leaving Juve, to go to Manchester United, and that will, I think, be a factor given how the players adjust to the Van Gaal regime. But so far, so good, of course, with all the results and winning the competition here in North America. But you're quite right. You still look at Chelsea, made some great signings. Arsenal, very impressive against, obviously, an understrength Manchester City team at the weekend in their 3-0 win. But that certainly is encouraging time for Arsenal. And then you've got, Tottenham Hotspur, new coach, new philosophy. Could they be a team that will again pose themselves? And dare I say it, of course, my team, and I'm not taking anything away from them, Everton, I think, will be in for another good season. So it all starts on Saturday, and can't wait. And it's the same with all the other leagues, of course, although in France they're already underway. Can you believe that? Stade de Reims 2, PSG, Paris Saint-Germain 2. Ibrahimovic, 2 goals, missed a penalty kick. So, you know, it's in Ligue 1, it's going to be, I think, a very competitive season.
I think it is, too. And looking at Everton, I mean, Gareth Barry comes in for Manchester City. And, of course, Lukaku, who was on loan to Everton from Chelsea, is now officially with
good
Everton.
Signing. Good signing.
It certainly is. And, you know, they're, Everton will be in the Europa League this year, along with Hull City. One of the – certainly, I love that Hull City is doing well. And, you know, they're going to have some challenges staying up. Robert Snodgrass will come over from Norwich, and that's a very good signing. But they're gonna be on display for the world to see, and it's gonna be something.
Yeah.
But
he's done a good job though, Steve Bruce. Yeah. You know, he always produces very workmanlike teams, and very good, I think, with the man management. And certainly, he's, I think, going to have a team that will stay up in the Premier League. I think it's going to be very tough for the teams that were promoted from last season from the Championship, to be quite honest. I think the only one that I can see maybe avoiding the drop would be a QPR. With a good friend, Harry Redknapp, in charge. But the others are going to find it tough, basically, Andrew, because of the money that's being spent. You know, you're hearing the same teams being mentioned with all these transfer signs, but you don't hear, you know, the other teams being mentioned. You don't hear Burnley being mentioned in that. And, you know, teams that have come up from the Premiership, from the Championship.
Well, Leicester City is the
other
team.
They just don't have the money.
They have, Leicester City scored a whole boatload of goals last year in the Championship, and they were the champions, I believe, if I remember right. And
yeah,
Burnley
Leicester
was
City's
one of the
team with a great history. Yeah,
absolutely, the Foxes. And Burnley, they're very happy to be back in the Premiership. They had a great defense, and that's one of the reasons why they're back. And of course, QPR.
Well, we'll see how good they are on Monday the 18th. I believe they got a tough game against a team from London.
Yes, that's very true.
Chelsea's opening game.
Speaking of my boys, you know, Cesc Fabregas, I think that's maybe the biggest signing of all for any team. I mean, obviously Drogba coming back is great for the fans to give him his last dues as a Chelsea player. Costa coming over from Atletico along with Felipe Luis. Costa led the league in scoring for the champion Atletico, but boy, Fabregas is pulling the strings in midfield, and he's been really, really good so far. And Chelsea has a good start. They have two promoted teams, Burnley and Leicester, in their first two matches. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to say anything too soon because obviously it's a very long season.
No, they'll be in there at the end, and of that there is no doubt. And as I say, it's going to be another season with lots to talk about during the season. And I think when you add into the equation, of course, the UEFA and games this week, you know, the UEFA Super Cup, Real Madrid-Sevilla tomorrow.
Yep.
You've got the German Super Cup on Wednesday, Bayern against their eternal rivals, Borussia Dortmund. So, you know, it's starting to get underway. And I was watching a game from Brazil yesterday, ironically, Santos and Corinthians, because of the Brasileiro is back, and they're back playing in Brazil. And hopefully getting over the trauma of World Cup 2014.
That's for sure. And we should mention, because there's many fans out there, is Liverpool. And the question with them is, who's going to replace Luis Suarez? I mean, there's a lot of goals that they're going to have to
quite right.
Pick up.
I should have mentioned when I was talking about Everton. And we should also mention Juventus. I thought it was great. The crowd, the 60,000 watching Juve beat the Australian League All-Stars 3-2, and Pirlo meeting up again with Alessandro Del Piero. But it shows there's all that interest. You know, we've talked about the great crowds in the States for these games, pre-season tournaments, and it's just the same in Australia. They just want to see quality soccer, and we'll see, of course, whether the Bianconeri can do it again this year, and I'm sure Joe will be quietly confident.
Well, like you said, there's still some time left in the transfer window, and I think there's going to be some more moves made, and that really could change things up. But if everyone's making predictions, Dick, who do you predict at this point is going to be the raising the trophy at the end of the Barclays Premiership season?
Give me 7 days.
Okay, I'll give you 7 days. I will be very unbiased. Again, just looking it on paper, and obviously the games are not played on paper, I think Manchester City is going to be very, very hard to beat. I just think if you forced me to do it,
I would say Manchester City certainly would be the team to beat. I think Manchester United need a season or two under Van Gaal. But having said that, seat, it's going to be close and down to the wire, and squad depth will be so important and all other factors. So we're in for a treat over the next 8-9 months.
They certainly are. And, of course, last year went down to the last weekend, and it could have gone anywhere. And it just shows you, Manchester City led for a very few number of weeks, but they led when it counted at the very end of the season. So you just never know, and anything can happen. It's a very long season, but I'm sure it's going to be a big deal for the weekend. All the fans will be coming out, and hopefully it'll be nice weather. I know this past weekend has been terrible weather over in England. They got a remnants of a hurricane over there and some pretty nasty storms, but we all hope it's bright and sunny for the start of the season, and it's going to be some great matches. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be another great season of Premiership soccer. And before we go, Dick, one thing we should mention, there was a big bit of news out of Germany today, and really no surprise, Miroslav Klose retired from the German national team, the world champions, and pretty much, Dick, you know, I think he did everything that you could possibly do as a striker. He's the all-time leading scorer in the World Cup. He's now a world champion, and he went out on top, and
go out on the top, and he certainly contributed for the German national team over the years, so certainly an outstanding career and one to look back on with a great deal of pride, especially, you know, as I say, now they are the champions of the world. Sehr gut.
You can't be any better than going out on top, so they certainly did that, and hats off to Germany, and they have 4 years to plan for the next one. So, Dick, again, thank you so much for being with us tonight, as always. And I'll hold you to that prediction in 7 days. Of course, you'll have 1 week of games.
I just need more time to think and bring Mr. Sirianni into the equation as well.
Of course. And, well, Dick, thanks
so
much.
We'll pick out which teams are going to do well in the top leagues in Europe.
Yes, and there's a lot of leagues that are going to be starting up very soon, and I'm looking forward to covering them all this year on Soccer is a Kick of the Grass with you and Michael and Joe. So, Dick, have a good week and enjoy the matches and the under-20.
Yeah, I'll be
Cup
in Toronto on Wednesday for the game, so I'm looking forward to that, and we'll see and hope that Canada and the U.S. can do the business in their games.
Okay, Dick, have a good one. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Ciao. Va bene.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we come back, we will probably be joined by Michael Lewis from BigAppleSoccer.com. We'll talk about U.S. soccer. We'll talk about the MLS All-Star Game. We'll talk about, of course, the retirement of Landon Donovan from soccer and what a career he had. We'll talk about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The voice of liberty. WYSL. You are listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Rochester Rhinos have a pair of important matches this weekend in their quest for the playoffs. The Rhinos play at Charleston Friday at 7:30 and then face Charlotte on Saturday at 7 p.m. You can watch both matches live online by visiting uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos return home on Saturday, August 23rd, 7 p.m., hosting Harrisburg on back-to-school night at Salem Stadium. Tickets for teachers and their families are just $5 each, and all students receive a free notebook as they enter the stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The West and New York Flash look to keep their playoff hopes alive this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC in their final match of the season. It's military night with members of our armed forces receiving free admission to the match. It's your last chance to see the Flash in Rochester this year, so get your Flash tickets today by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, through WNYFlash.com, or by calling 454 Kick. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here. Joe Sirianni will be back with us next week. And the music in the background, of course, we are very proud and honored to be part of the promotion and support of our U.S. military. And this coming Wednesday, the Western New York Flash will have military night at Salem Stadium, their final home match of the season. Yes, there's one more match after this one in Chicago on Saturday, which could be for the playoffs. But this Wednesday, 7 p.m., it's Sky Blue FC coming to town. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff, and military members will have free admission for the match. And we, again, encourage all of our military to come out, support the Western New York Flash. It's their final home match of the season, because if they best they can finish is in fourth place, which means they would not be able to host a playoff match. So this is your last chance to see Abby Wambach, Kari Lloyd, McCall Zerboni, Brittany Taylor, all of the members of the Western New York Flash in action at Salem Stadium. We encourage everyone to come out, support our military, support the Western New York Flash. The Flash still can make the playoffs if they win on Wednesday, as long as Chicago does not beat Boston. Also on Wednesday, the Flash could get into the playoffs with a win in Chicago on Saturday, and if Seattle beats Portland on Sunday in Portland. So things are still hopeful for the Flash to get into the NWSL postseason. So, again, this match against the Sky Blue is very, very important. We need the support of the fans. So come out and support this team and support your United States military. 7 p.m. kickoff at Salem Stadium this Wednesday. The Western New York Flash hosting Sky Blue. You can get your tickets for the match by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. And you also don't forget, tape the match. You can see yourself on television, because the match will be broadcasted live worldwide on ESPN2. So come out to the match, tape it. You may see yourself on national television if you have some outrageous signs or uniform or jersey or garb, whatever you want to call it. Western New York Flash, Sky Blue FC, this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis to talk about U.S. soccer, Landon Donovan, the MLS All-Star Game, what was said by the MLS brass about promotion and relegation and going to the FIFA schedule. I may not agree with it, but we'll see what Michael says next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
The West and New York Flash look to keep their playoff hopes alive this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC in their final match of the season. It's military night with members of our armed forces receiving free admission to the match. It's your last chance to see the Flash in Rochester this year, so get your Flash tickets today by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, through WNYFlash.com, or by calling 454 Kick. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise.
The Rochester Rhinos have a pair of important matches this weekend in their quest for the playoffs. The Rhinos play at Charleston Friday at 7:30 and then face Charlotte on Saturday at 7 p.m. You can watch both matches live online by visiting uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos return home on Saturday, August 23rd, 7 p.m., hosting Harrisburg on back-to-school night at Salem Stadium. Tickets for teachers and their families are just $5 each, and all students receive a free notebook as they enter the stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report right with Michael Lewis, brought to you this week by our newest sponsor, the Van Bortel Auto Group. You can go to Van Bortel Subaru in Victor, Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester, or Van Bortel Chevy in Macedon. For more information, go to their website at VanBortelCars.com. Good evening, Michael. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very good, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. Just a long day at work, but it's always good to have a nice soccer show to talk about the sport we love and the sport we're passionate about. And Boy, there was certainly some passion showed in the MLS All-Star game over there last week. It was certainly not what anybody expected, I think, from the two sides. It became a very physical and a very emotional contest, so much so that the two coaches, Pep Guardiola and Caleb Porter, didn't shake hands after the match. There was some controversy there. What were your thoughts on that? And do you think the format of the All-Star game may be changing because I think the European teams may now not want to go through this kind of a match anymore?
Well, to me, it's only an exhibition game. It does not prove MLS is better than Bayern Munich. Or, I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest, maybe the best club team around today. It's, you know, any European team that comes over here at this time of the year, it's spring training for them. For MLS, this is they're in mid-season form. It's a bigger deal, even if the players haven't played too much together. So anyone who gets excited for winning, losing, whatever side they're on, I think that's more than a bit misguided. It's just an exhibition game. And not shaking hands of the opposing coach from what is supposed to be a quote-unquote friendly, shame on Guardiola. I expected more of him. I respect him as a coach. He's accomplished a lot, but it's only an exhibition game.
It's embarrassing, though, for them.
It is for him more than anyone else. Just do it. You know what I mean? Unless there were some words we didn't know about that were said, and even with that, I mean, Caleb Porter is a good guy, a decent guy. And give him that respect. Give the other coach that respect. Unless, of course, there was something said that we didn't know. I have to put that in as a corollary to that. But as for changing the format, you know, I have mixed emotions about playing foreign teams because, you know, MLS loves to, the people, the leaders in MLS loves to beat their just saying, look who we beat. You know, like I said, it's an exhibition game. What does it mean? Nothing at all. East versus West, you'll get a chance to see a lot more players on the field. It'll turn into something like the NBA All-Star game. You know, lots of goals, if you remember in the past, when it was like that a decade ago. Obviously, not as many fouls. I have mixed emotions about that, too. Part of me says I like the competitiveness against a club team. The other part tells me, you know, I'd like to get to see other players from MLS get the proper recognition. Yes, under the CBA, they do get the recognition. They do get bonuses for being among the top, I believe, 32 players in the voting. But there's something to be said about, playing a tougher competition. So what I'm saying is I haven't made up my mind on that yet. I see both sides of the issue. But if it's at the end, because of what's happened with Bayern Munich, so be it. They can always switch back every few years. You know, it's not the end of the world to me. I've never been excited that much about all of it. Soccer, yeah. All-Star games anyway, but
I know it was panned by some people, but you know, I really liked the new format of the NFL Pro Bowl. I like having two legends of the game pick two teams like a fantasy league, because there's so much fantasy football, fantasy sports out there. Let's have, you know, next year Landon Donovan, who is retiring from the sport, be the picker for one side, and maybe, you know, Alexi Lalas or Kobe Jones or Tony Meola or somebody from another one of the players, and have a mixed team and just have it, you know, make it be like, you know, the NBA or the NHL. Just have boatloads of goals, lots of skill, lots of fun, and everybody enjoys themselves. I think that would just be a great show for everybody.
I definitely think so. It's funny, Peter Wilt, formerly of the Chicago Fire, now of Indy 11 in the North American Soccer League, actually had that idea years ago. Literally have two captains for both teams pick the sides, just like a pickup game, which I think is a novel way of doing it. Of course, hopefully people from MLS will hear you, and hopefully other people will back you. So maybe they'll go that way. Be something different in an All-Star game. Like I said, I don't get too excited about All-Star games. I'm probably more concerned about players getting injured in the middle of the season, that sort of thing. I remember Harmon Killebrew getting injured in the American League All-Star game many, many, many years ago when he was playing first base for the American League. It probably shows my age a bit. Yeah.
I remember that, too. I have Harmon Killebrew baseball cards in my collection. So, anyway, let's talk about
on and off the field.
Yeah, let's talk about Landon Donovan. We mentioned him earlier. Obviously, it was the big news of the week last week that he's announced his retirement effective at the end of the season. I mean, what can you say? I mean, I don't think there's any doubt he's the greatest player the United States has ever produced, and it's going to be a long time, I think, before somebody comes along who can top that at this point.
I definitely agree. One thing, by the way, just going back to the All-Star game and about Landon Donovan, great scene during it when Donovan came on for Thierry Henry. You talk about, you know, one legend and another. That was definitely a memorable moment in the All-Star game. As for Landon, I wrote a column last week on Big Apple Soccer, and my gut feeling is other people have either wrote about it or thought about it. Is there another player of his ability and capabilities that we see over the horizon that could put the national team on its shoulders and perform, I don't want to use the word magic, but for lack of better words, magic? I can't think of anyone right now who has the vision, the skills, the passing ability, the shooting ability, with people, with defenders on his back, to do so well, to be a sports writer's favorite in press conferences at Nick Zones, because he could analyze the game so well, and there was so much to like about Landon Donovan. Was he one of the best 100 players in the world? That was arguable, but he was our best player, or is our best player. I still think Klinsmann made a mistake by not putting him on the team, but that's another discussion for another time. Landon Donovan had many detractors through the years. I know it's easier to be a critic on the sidelines when you haven't played the game or don't understand what he had to go through. But he literally was spokesperson for the U.S. men's game. And that's not an easy thing to do when you're doing it on the field and off the field. And his retirement announcement shocked me like everyone else. I was thinking that he had a couple years left. I think he does have a couple years left in his tank, at least body-wise. Mentally, that's something else.
Got to remember, I'm sure people know this who are listening to this show because we have a very intelligent audience. He's been playing this game since a teenager as a professional. It's a long time. And, you know, he's taken hiatuses before. And I think after being left off of the national team, I think he realized himself he didn't have, it was not where he was going to play another World Cup. And he's done everything he's been asked to do. He's won the MLS championship. He's certainly going to try to do that for the Galaxy this year. They're on a roll right now. And I just noticed that the last two games of the season are home and home against Seattle. So you can know there's going to be some huge crowds for those matches. And then the Galaxy certainly are a chance to be in the playoffs, a good chance. And we'll see if Landon can go out as a champion, much like Miroslav Klose, we mentioned earlier, has gone out as a champion.
Definitely, and sometimes we dump on the MLS schedule maker for doing unusual things with the fixture list, but having that home-and-home series at the end of the year looks genius right now. Hopefully they're battling for number 1-2 in the West, and it comes down to not only the final game, but the final 5 minutes of regulation or even stoppage time, just to see who would get home field advantage. These two teams did meet deep in the playoffs, but that would be a fairy tale ending for Landon Donovan winning the championship in his final game.
Yep, I think it'll be a lot of people watching MLS coming in the next few months to see Landon Donovan's last matches. But Michael, thank you very much for being with us as always, and we'll talk more about this MLS and U.S. soccer next week.
My pleasure, as always. And say hello to Joe for me.
I'll certainly do that, Michael. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Michael Lewis from New York City here on Soccer is a Kick on the Grass. I want to thank Michael, along with Dick Howard, as always, for being our commentators and our correspondents for U.S. and international soccer. We also want to thank Tony Walls from the Rochester Rhinos for being on the show tonight, and also the help from Jan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Slinsky, and Pat Erkley. And the Rhinos in action this Friday night at Charleston, Kentucky off at 7:30, and at Charlotte on Saturday at 7. Go to the Rhinos website, rhinosoccer.com, to get the links to watch those matches live. In the Flash, I want to thank Renee Meyer, Aaron Lyons, Jackie Maynard, Mike Cipolla, all the Flash members for helping us out with the shows over the past number of weeks. And the Flash in action, their final home match of the year, Wednesday, 7 p.m. against Sky Blue, 454 kick to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo done on WYSL, and of course our host Joe Sirianni. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, right here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, LiveWire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.